It's inaugural weekend, and the 44th president of the United States will take the oath of office privately Sunday at the White House, publicly on Monday. President Obama beginning his second term, and we're joined now by Paul Brandis, White House correspondent of West Wing Reports. Paul, good morning. What lessons did President Obama learn in his first term?
Well, Lyndon Johnson said something very interesting, Dick, when he was president, that the presidency, no matter how the demands of the presidency are often too much for any man, despite the preparation he had going into it. And I think that's certainly true for Barack Obama. He learned some big lessons during his first term, mainly these grandiose promises that he made 4 years ago about cutting the deficit in half, and this is the moment when the oceans will stop rising. Clearly ridiculous, and I think he has learned that there are severe constraints on what you can and can't do. Perhaps it's even worse now simply because of his hyper-partisan gridlock and the fiscal problems that we have. They're really going to be headwinds, I think, on him over the next 4 years as they were in the past. So I think he'll take these big issues like immigration and energy and kind of a piecemeal approach, no more going for home runs here.
Well, he did deliver universal health care, which is a huge thing, and also the stimulus bill, biggest spending bill in United States history. Second terms, presidents tend to get less done. What do you think we can expect in the second term?
Well, there are a couple of big things that he will focus on. One I mentioned is immigration. I think we'll see movement on immigration reform, if for no other reason, Dick, simply because the Republicans now understand how unpopular they are with the fast-growing Hispanic bloc, and their position will become, I think, less hardline and more accommodating towards them. I think the president will take advantage of that. I think the other big thing on his agenda is energy. It's important to note we're moving very close towards energy independence now. Oil imports are way down. That began under George Bush, by the way, but also Obama unleashed this clean energy revolution. We now get about 15% of our electricity from renewable power. So I think those are trends that I think the president wants to see continue as well. And to come back to something you said, by the way, it is true that despite the small ball philosophy, he did get a couple of big things done. Two of the biggest, by the way, he stopped the economic collapse. It's important. And remember, we were falling at about a 9% rate when he came in. He turned that around, and we've had growth every quarter since the summer of 2009. That is progress. He's also winding down these wars and pivoting towards Asia. He sees that China in particular is our big strategic interest, not so much Iraq and Afghanistan, which I think have been a distraction. So no question he got some big things done.
Paul, great. Sizing up the 44th president here on inaugural weekend as he prepares for his second term in office.